Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
Go to the grocery store, you get a steak, and maybe the next day you're going to make a good steak sandwich. You can throw it in the frying pan, saute it, bring it only to 125 degrees because no one wants to serve a well-done steak for a steak sandwich. You get the good bread and you get all the fixings, and then life gets in the way and you miss it. You miss it for a day, you go back. You go into the fridge and there's your steak that you bought from the big store, the whole paycheck store, sorry. And you go back to that steak, it's still bright red. How can it be? Here's a hint. It's the chemicals. It's the dye. It's not a Joseph's Finest Meats steak. And Joseph's Finest Meats doesn't use dye or fillers or preservatives. I know what it is to have a good steak. I grew up in the butcher business. I grew up in my father's butcher shop. Here's a hint. Don't touch the chemicals. Stay away from them. Go to Joseph's Finest Meats on the northwest side of the city of Chicago, 7101 West Addison Street, a family business. Two brothers working with their dad. It's not fancy. There's not marketing. There's no slick lies to you. There's no preservatives. There's nothing but goodwill, good product, and good knife skills. And that's how it should be. 7101 West Addison Street in Chicago. Joseph's Finest Meats, a proud sponsor of John Cass News and the Chicago Way podcast. You may have noticed some news about my family. I'll just tell you. My brother Nick, you all know, he's been on the Chicago Way many times. He's written for John Cass News. He's written for American Greatness. He's written for the American Conservative. He is, I would say, a supreme intellect and very funny guy, a Renaissance man. He served 30 years for CIA, for the U.S. State Department, for the National Security Council, for many other postings. He was in Turkey and elsewhere all over the globe. And he retired to Romania and he was living there with his family. And he was having a retired life. He was working for a family business. Actually, they call it a small business. It was really a large business. And here's the news about it. He was happy working for this company. They treated him like a son. He was happy to be away from government because it's a grind, you know, with all the knives out. It's worse than working at the paper. People all over you, stabbing you in the back, intriguers, liars. Well, all you're trying to do is get your job done. And then Nick threw a curveball to the family because he's back in government service. He's now the chairman of the National Intelligence Council. I only wish my dad were alive to see it because he'd be so proud. And we're so proud. It's a tough job, cranking out national intelligence estimates and all the rest of it. And he doesn't talk about it. He's back to the old hider Nick of hiding things from his family, just like he always did. I'm not going to say back to the cloak and dagger Nick because he might smack me. I mean, years ago, I'd ask him, hey, Nick, what'd you have for dinner last night? Go to pizza or go to Sam and Harry's for a steak? And he's like, I'm not telling you. I said, what do you mean? Nick, I'm your brother. You can tell me, what did you have for dinner? And he's like, if I tell you I went to Sam and Harry's, it's a great steakhouse, an old steakhouse. I don't think it's there anymore. If I tell you I went to Sam and Harry's, you're going to think one thing. If I tell you I had pizza delivered to the office, you're going to think another thing. I'm not telling you. That's my brother because he doesn't believe in drama and he doesn't want to go Hollywood. He'll never go Hollywood. But, you know, he's careful. He's careful and methodical. And now he's the great spy master of the United States. And we're proud of him. And good luck to him. You know, I asked him, why are you going back there? Why are you doing this? He said simply this, to serve my country. It is an amazing time for him to be doing what he's doing. The United States has just attacked obliterated, I would say, but others who dislike the United States or listen to Ayatollah Khomeini or CNN want to say that it wasn't obliterated. But either way, the nuclear program of Iran was set back. Knives are out, intriguers are stabbing, playing their little game of Washington politics with the deep state rats. And there's my little brother in the middle of it all. Why? Because he loves the country. And I sleep better at night now, knowing that my brother's in the room. He hates the deep state. He's not one of them. They know it. He's declared himself. And if you're anything like me, and if you listen to the Chicago Way, you're sleeping better too. Jeff Carlin is here as always, executive producer, WGN Radio, future physics teacher, friend to cats, baker of pies. And I'm John Cass, editor of johncassnews.com, where you always get a good cup of Midwestern common sense. So where are you as the Trump administration and the FBI search for the leaker? As Iran tries to rebuild after being devastated? Well, the city of Chicago is imploding while New York is electing a communist? I'm sorry, socialist? Same thing. Where are you with all that going on? You're on the Chicago Way podcast on WGN Plus.
So this is a guy who lives high on the hog, and he has this Tammany Hall style attitude to power. And it's the Chicago Way, absolutely.
Look, the Chicago Way is a deep cultural phenomenon.
It's the Chicago Way.
The Chicago Way, that's the focus.
In a tower by the river, there lived a man. There was a man who took a stand. With pen and paper in his hand. Defeating foes in every ward with a pen more mighty than the sword. No escape from his ink lasso in a tower by the river. Castle.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago Way.
We gotta have Jimmy DeCastro on because I remember how this thing started.
Well, I don't know this story.
Well, all right. I had this idea for a show. And Jimmy DeCastro and I were talking about the future of radio. He's a smart guy. Wasn't he?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm in his office. We're talking about the future. And he's like, I forgot how old the boys were. They were kids then. And he's like, you know, your kids won't listen to radio. Not like you, like, you know, WGN, WLS. Pop 40, they won't listen to it. And I didn't understand it right. But he said, there's a thing called podcast that's going to take over. And we talked about the idea of maybe me doing podcasts. And I wanted to do a podcast and call it the Chicago Way. Mm. And, you know, you just have to have the right producer to do such a thing. And it's Jeff Carlin. And I remember somebody else at the paper trying to come up with, they came up with another idea that they were going to do a weekly Sunday morning radio program called The Chicago Way. And I'm like, what? As soon as I heard about it, I'm like, I got on the elevator, went downstairs to the WGN headquarters, got up, went on their elevator, up to their fourth floor and back and forth in the rat warren of the Tribune. And I find Jimmy DeCastro and I'm like, Jimmy, what's going on with this other guy? This other guy who ended up hating my guts wanted to do a program called The Chicago Way. And I said, let's talk about it. And he goes, yeah, okay, let's go outside. He knew that going outside meant that I could have a cigarette because I was so pissed off. I didn't want to lose my temper.
You had to bring it down in a degree or two.
He's trying to bring me down. Yeah. And he's like, so what's the problem? What? I'm like, the Chicago Way is my idea. I talked to you about this. This is my deal. And he's like, yeah, you did. all right, we'll change it. I forgot what they called it. Some other nonsense. But Chicago Way was my thing. And I guarded it. And that's why I copyrighted it. Not because I think I'm better than David Mamet, who wrote the original line in the movie.
Right.
I had to protect the brand from other people
sullying it. Yeah.
I knew that there were other people in my world at the Tribune, most of them leftists or combine people, who would attack it. And I wanted to protect it somehow. So, Jeff, that was my plan. What did you think of that?
Well, that explains it, because I, you know, when I started at WGN, there was a big push to grow the podcast network and trying to, everybody was encouraged to start some sort of podcast. You know, every producer, every news anchor, every host, anybody who wanted to, they would support it and wanted to put it up on the online. And when I started, you know, my first thought was, John, we got to do a podcast, because, you know, we'd worked together at WLS. We had it was such a good working relationship with Jake and Jim Rather, and, you know, with Lauren. I mean, it was a lot of fun. We did a lot of good stuff there, and you weren't doing anything. And I thought, oh, that'd be great. And so I kept approaching you outside, you know, getting some fresh air, in quotes.
Yeah.
And you were. You were very reticent, because you're like, why am I going to be doing this? More work? Why am I going to be doing this? And, you know, and it took a while to wear you down, but I had never heard that story, so that makes sense, because, you know, there was this kind of weird tension there that you had already been approached on it. And I didn't know that. I was in the dark. I just thought on my own. I'm like, oh, this would be great. So I'm glad you trusted me.
Jeff, I trust you implicitly in all things. So... yeah, that's how it started. And then Jeff, you were working on a parallel track. You're like, this would be a good podcast. What are we going to call it? Blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. you ran with that idea. And I thought, okay, that's good. And once Jimmy gave the approval, we started the Chicago Way. And Jeff, how many episodes have we done?
Well, this, if you're listening, will be our 501st episode, not including a couple of our spinoffs during the Game of Thrones days that we did with the great Will Lee. This is 500 episodes, 501 as of this broadcast, as I said.
Wait, and now we have a sponsor after 500 episodes.
That's right.
So we're legit. Broadcasters, yeah.
Right. Well, we had to find the right sponsor, because Joseph's Finest Meats doesn't do it right. And speaking of them, you know, this episode's a little different. It's kind of a Chicago Way field trip of sorts. We went out to the Sicilian Summer Block Party, which was very hot. It was a scorcher, I'm sure, if anybody was out and about. On Sunday, this past week, it was just 100, felt like 105. Felt like the sausages were cooking us, but... God bless the guys out there working the grills. It was a great event, and we went around. We wanted to get people's take on what the Chicago Way meant to them, because, you know, we talk about it, and we have people on here, and everyone here we like to think is, you know, a big brain, if you will.
It's a great party, and we wanted to be there to talk about them. And, you know, I can imagine Jeff going around thinking about promotional – you know, thinking about including them in the podcast and those voices, those great Chicago voices of the Northwest Side. Let me just say, walking around in the heat is not the easiest thing for me to do. And Betty's saying, well, maybe we should bring your chair, meaning the one with wheels. But I don't want to use it out there. So I'm just going to hobble on my cane. I'm going to hobble like the old man with the cane, because that's what I am now. Pushing 70, still not giving up, throwing spears like Laertes from his garden. And Jeff, we got to get you into a butcher shop to make some sausage someday.
Well, yeah, I look forward to it. I was going through some old photos, and my grandfather, it turns out, he worked for Oscar Mayer back in the day, trimming meat. So it's
there. You go.
It's in the family blood. But it was a great event, and, you know, it's if the the people were coming up to you, which was the best part, Jen. You don't have to wander around too much because they wanted to see us and talk to us and celebrate the Chicago way in summer and, you know, quality meats.
And so, we had the two no chumbalone zone hats.
Yeah.
It was a great time. And, you know, I hope everyone loved it. I did. So I hope you enjoy some on the ground reporting, really tough questioning, tough questions on a beautiful sunny day at a beautiful Sicilian block party about what the Chicago way means to Chicago.
So yeah, we're out here with, give me your name.
Bill Gritsonis, commonly known as Billy Gritz.
All right, Billy, what's your story? What's your bona fides for the city? You know, what brought you to Chicago?
My parents, we came here in 1970, grew up on the west side, and as things were, the white flight happened. We moved from west side up to Diversity, Grand and Austin, Diversity in Austin, went to St. Pat's, and then joined the Army for 6 years. Came out, and then I got into government, politics.
All right, so what's the Chicago way? When you know, John and I talk about it, but what does it mean to you? I mean, when someone said that to you, what's your gut on it?
It's a big gut. It's calling in favors, knowing people, and not being bashful, and following through with things.
Yeah.
And being a man of your word.
And so, I understand you and John have an interesting history here. Got a story you want. You were telling me a little earlier, but a little louder, so we stepped off to the side here at the Sicilian Fest. Can you share me what you were telling earlier?
Yes. John and I come from the same parts of Greece. He comes from Tegea. My folks come from a little bit higher range, about 8,000 feet above sea level.
All right, the mountain people.
The mountain people. Yeah, and he's on the roots of the mountain.
Yeah, right.
Rizas.
Yeah, Rizas.
And we're from Castri, Agonicola to be exact. And when we came here, I saw my kids I grew up with from St. Pat's. They were either blue or red, cops or firemen.
Sure.
And most of them, the rest were in politics.
Yeah.
Then I was working construction one day and coming home at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, from a hot summer day covered in mud, and I saw my friends sitting in front of a tavern at 4 o'clock dressed in the nines. And I said, Dad, let me off the truck here. I'm going to go say hi to my friends. And then I talked to my friends and I said, how'd you guys get these jobs? I want to play here.
Yeah.
So next thing you know, I'm knocking on doors and the rest is history. Then I run into John Cass, at City Hall one day when I was looking to write out a resume, and I asked him to borrow his typewriter at the news office. So he goes, no, sit down, we'll type it right now. And the only resume I've ever used and have used is the one that John Cass wrote for me. And that day he printed it out, I made him sign it. He goes, what do you want me to sign it for? I said, because one of these days you're going to be somebody, son of a gun. And sure as heck, look at him now, right?
That's right. Oh, that's amazing. John, for what it's worth, John wrote my letter of recommendation when I first started the Tribune for WGN back in the day. So right. I have a copy of that, too, hung up. So.
Yes, I've known John. I've known his family. I used to cook for a lot of people, and John is one of them. I've been to his old house, and Betty, and I was at the twins' baptisms, and that's how far back
I would go. I love it.
Yeah. So, and here you are getting married now.
I know. God bless him. God bless him indeed. Well,
I wish you all the best, man.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I hope you make it to your science degree.
Yeah, I will. We're almost there. I got a student. I'll be student teaching in the spring, and then off to the races.
God bless you, man. God bless you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
That was fun.
With over three decades of serving up streetwise insight and local perspective on Page 2, the voice of John Cass has a home at johncassnews.com, a place where common sense is still served daily.
Listen up. You like being treated as a chumbalone, as a fool, sitting on a stool, smiling wanly at the sky?
Don't be a chumbalone and subscribe at johncassnews.com.
I'm John Cass, 40 years a newspaper man in Chicago. I won't name the place. It's just the paper now.
That's the Chicago way.
But I'm asking you to join me so you can get a decent cup of common sense, at least. You're not going to get it from the media. It's time that you join the frontier of independent journalism at johncassnews.com.
Don't get caught in the parade of chumbalones.
Traditional media, mainstream media like the paper, they're all in on it. They think you're stupid. You know what they think? They think you're a chumbalone.
Subscribe at johncassnews.com now for only $50 a year and become a member of the No Chumbalone Zone.
When is it?
Not today. Not open on Sundays, no. Really? But they had all of the goodies outside.
Yeah, I saw that.
All right, Chucky. Tell everybody who you are.
Yeah, I'm Chuck Martello. I'm from Frankfort, Illinois, practicing prosthodontic dentist. And John and I have been friends since we're, you know, boyhood friends in Oklahoma.
So you're back in the day. So you've known John for a long time, and you've know the city, obviously, you know, kind of growing up on the.
I've seen a lot of changes.
Yeah. So what's the Chicago Way mean to you? When someone says that, or you hear that, or you tune in, aside from what John and I talk about, what's it mean to you as someone who's grown up in the area?
Well, things get done. The city works. You know, there's a little when there's issues, things get taken care of. But nothing like what's happening today. I can't recognize our city of Chicago. It breaks my heart. You don't even go down there. You know, there's all these dental things that I'm asked to go down, and I refuse. I don't want to go down at night. I'm afraid that, you know, someone's going to look at the car I drive, which isn't anything. I drive a pickup truck, you know.
Sure.
And hold me up for that or something. I don't need this crap, and it really bothers me. I think, you know, this country's based on free will, and we make decisions. And I think most of us know and how to cross the street and not get hit by a bus, and we can run things. And unfortunately, there's a certain ideology out there, and I don't like it. And I think we need to keep what the Chicago Way and what you, Jeff, and John do with the program is you keep us informed. And we're like that spear of the sword. We're the ones that have to keep plugging away, because we can't let this go. Chicago is going to be history. I mean, look what just happened in New York.
Sure.
You know? And take it for what it's worth, but it's wrong. It's wrong. That's not the way, you know, people should act towards each other. You know, I'm very disappointed with how Chicago is evolving, and I'm praying that we can pull it out.
And being someone who, you know, like I say, you grew up, you know, kind of childhood friend of John, is what's something, anything example or specific something you remember as a kid or growing up that, you know, witnessing something that was Chicago Way? You know, shoveling out a parking spot, dropping dibs, something like that. What do you got?
Oh, I got a good one.
Yeah.
I know John knows about it. Well, I helped out John. John came to my dad's store. He worked on the truck with me, moved furniture and stuff. And I was asked one time to go to his, I think it was a Soda Saver, right, grocery store?
Yeah.
I went to the grocery store. It was a Saturday. We were little. I was 13, maybe 12. And I was setting up some, canned goods, like the Campbell's soup or something. And Mr. Cass said, you know, Chuck, put the rotate.
Sure,
John was
sure.
In the back, and he was moving the potatoes. And I never knew what he was really doing. But just a side note, I remember later on, he was taking the older potatoes because they would bring those home to eat.
Sure.
All right? But here's what happened. I'm going to throw... I don't know the names, but a inspector came in. He was dressed with big gold badges
on.
The
medallions, yeah.
Yeah, he was the big king. And he turned. He didn't say hello. He turned and he said to Mr. Cass, which I wasn't raised that way, no respect. Hi, how you doing? Hey, Cass, where's my meat? And John looked... And said, because he has a deep voice, he's always had a deep voice, he said, there goes the profits. And I looked up and I caught Mr. Cass going, shushing him. And he laid 30 pounds of prime down for this prick. I'm sorry, you have to edit that. And that's the Chicago Way. But I asked my father about that. And my father said that, you know, it's unfortunate. You know, we couldn't, I know my dad probably gave radios and stuff to help things out, but it's unfortunate because with something like that, if he didn't do it, he might be shut down. There's electrical wire hanging or something.
Right.
And that really got to me.
Sure.
You know?
But, I mean, as I mentioned earlier too, you know, the city kind of worked that way. Now it's not probably unethical, and we talk about how it's, you know, unfortunate. But the system seemed to function, at least some sort. Do you think there's any piece of it that needs to go back to a style like that, or is there a better way of doing it?
I don't want to go back. I never look backward. If I did, I think I'd be 6 feet under.
Sure.
I think we need to look forward, and what we need to do is get good people. And that patronage system is no good. You know, we still have it. I mean,
sure.
I look at the teachers union, and I'm thinking this is a joke. and Preckwinkle and the way she's calling the shots. I think Brandon Johnson is inept, and or as we say, you know, migraine boy.
Yeah.
We need to have panic people attacks in there. Dallas would have been the man.
Yeah, easy.
And you know what? He would have made things better. There might have been a little this or that, but it would have been better. I mean, me and my profession, we're at McCormick Place, and I'm telling you, I don't know why I don't enjoy going there. I really don't. And then you're locked on this island.
Yeah.
Where do you go to eat? You got to eat there. I'm not going to go to the Rosebud. I ain't driving out there at 11 o'clock at night walking out. I'm just not going to do it.
Right.
And I turned down, and it might sound funny to some of you folks, and these were meals that, you know, the groups were picking up. And, I'm not trying to mooch on anybody, yeah, but I'd get a free meal at the Rosebud, but I won't do it. I decline it. And I just say, I want to get home with family. I really do. But I don't want to be out at night because I'm just that concerned about this particular city that I was born in Chicago, and I love Chicago, and it's sad.
Well, Chuck, I appreciate you sharing some words on the Chicago way with us and coming out and see us here. And
it's my pleasure. And Jeff, you know, it's a pleasure to meet you. Because
pleasure's all
mine. I'll tell you, what you guys do is very important. You make a huge difference. God
appreciate
bless you. Thank you, Jeff.
All right, my friend. Thank you so much. Get home safe. So I'm here with, and give me your name again?
Michael Orlando.
Michael Orlando, and you're a fan of the podcast. You've been a huge fan of John's, obviously. I get
right,
that.
For years.
And you're from Chicago.
Originally.
Yeah, so where are you originally from?
Jefferson Park.
All right, Jeff Park. All right, I love it. So what does Chicago way mean to you? When you hear it, not necessarily when the way John and I talk about it, but, you know, from a personal perspective, what you've witnessed in your life, what does it mean to you?
Well, the Chicago way is going back probably over 50 years, if not more. It's a certain way of doing business with politics,
yeah,
and with the city. And unfortunately, the Chicago way worked back then. And, you know, it wasn't always fair, but they got the job done. The city ran.
Sure,
the city was taken care of. The people were taken care of. And that's why the Democrats stayed in power all these years. And unfortunately, as the Republican Party lost their bona fides, it became basically just, you know, taking scraps or crumbs that the Democrats left for them. There was never any competition. When you have one party, it's not good for the voters, it's not
sure,
good for the city.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So that's basically what we have. And now the most recent person, Michael Madigan, going to prison for 7.5 years. Kind of tells you all you need to know about the state of Illinois and the city of Chicago and what's happened over these last, say, 50 years.
Sure. And forgive me, but you're a law by trade, lawyer by trade?
I'm a lawyer, yeah. I just recently retired a few years ago.
Model top.
And I really mostly represented corporations.
Okay.
So now what I do in retirement, one of the things I do, among other things, is I help people that I know or friends of friends,
sure,
with legal questions, legal issues, to the extent I can help them. If not, I can refer them to another attorney,
yeah,
who can handle it if there's litigation or something like that. But that's my way of giving back.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have any like, you know, growing up, being, you know, a kid growing up in the city, or a youth, as they'd say, do you have any personal experience or anything you remember as kind of the Chicago way, something you may have witnessed? I mean, I don't want you to necessarily name names because, hey.
No. My dad owned Vesuvio Macaroni Company on Chicago Avenue.
Yeah, familiar.
He had that for about 20-some years. Then he moved up to Harlem and Grace.
Yeah.
And then he also rented out the front of Notley on Belmont. So
okay,
he had a couple of stores going at the same time. I worked there for 10 years as a kid.
Awesome.
So I got to meet a lot of Italian people who were, you know, talking the language. And I always said to my dad, Dad, why are they talking Italian? This is America. Why aren't they talking English? He goes, that's their language. That's what they're comfortable with. Unfortunately, I didn't learn the language.
No, right.
But, you know, that's what a kid does, you know. But my uncle is a retired Cook County Circuit Court judge. One of the most honest men I've ever met in my life. He's still around, and he's just turned 97 years old.
God bless him.
And he retired in his early 70s, and he was as honest a judge that I have ever met in my life. And you knew whatever he said, that was the truth, and very, very honest. And so whenever people would say to me, well, because it was during Operation Greylord,
yep,
friends of mine are going, what about your uncle? I go, my uncle? Believe me. My uncle is as clean and as squeaky clean as you can be. And he always was that way, and he still is. He's still alive. So
that's amazing. I love it. But well, I appreciate his talk. Take a couple minutes here from the Sicilian Street Fest to share some words and tell me what your thoughts are on the Chicago Way.
All right, Jeff. Thank you very much. Take care. And congratulations on your success with John.
Thanks, you, sir.
All right.
So that was fun to be with Joseph's Finest Meats at the Sicilian Block Party, and I got in the car, turned on the air conditioning, and let the lovely Sicilian drive me home. For Sal and his brother, Ben Carmada. For Jeff Carlin, executive producer, WGN Radio, friend of cats, baker of pies, future physics teacher. And for me, John Cass, anguishing over the future of Chicago, the fate of New York, the death of the big cities, editor of johncassnews.com. $50 a year, and you get common sense columns, common sense reporting, and all the common sense you'll need to pour yourself a good cup of Midwestern common sense. And join us next time, won't you, on the Chicago Way podcast on WGN+.